Where am I? Like, is this it?
This is St Kilda. You're in the hub, basically.
This is the hub?
Yes.
Where is everyone?
It's Monday afternoon. I think they're at work, probably.
Hey, I'm Miyuki Okiranta, and this is Earshot. Today, the story of a song written in 1985, all about place, transition, a missing home. The song captured the imagination of the ABC's Mike Williams, and now, to fully understand it, he's recreating the journey. So start making your way to Melbourne's Southern Cross Station. You don't want to miss the bus.
Put a gun to my head and ask me my favourite musician of all time, and I'll tell you, John Bon Jovi. Nah, just kidding, it's Paul Kelly. How do you describe the soundtrack of Australia's psyche?
Deeper water.
Teasing your sister the night before her wedding.
They got married early, never had no money.
Hanging your heart on the moon every time the boys get together.
I lost my shirt, I pawned my rings, I've done all of them.
Dancing at a festival.
Before too long.
When time finally feels like it's on your side.
I'm high on the hill.
Riding your bike down Clarendon Street. Paying respect, thinking of how far we need to go.
From little things, big things grow.
And every Christmas, sending all the love you've got to your mate named...
Hey, this is Angus.
Give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly.
I love Paul Kelly's music because I know what he's talking about. He describes places I've been, people I've met, feelings I've felt. His stories are our stories. And sometimes they feel more real to me than my Saturday newspaper. Anyway, this is the story of his first solo single. Post was the name of the album, and it's important because Paul doesn't play any of the songs he wrote before this one. It marked a new chapter in his career, big changes in his life.
St Kilda's, you know, it's a real mix. It's kind of scruffy. It's all kinds of people there. It's by the sea, which is why I love it.
From St Kilda to King's Cross, it's 13 hours on a bus. I press my face against the glass and watch the white lines rushing past. And all around me felt like all inside me. And my body left me, and my soul went running.
It's a suburb that doesn't change as much as some of the other suburbs in Melbourne. I think it's always going to have this air of faded glory. It's never been totally trendy. It's never been the rage.
How often is it bad weather?
It depends on what.
It's a trick question because we're in Melbourne.
Part tourist town, part sort of trashy in a suburb, so it's kind of complicated.
Those trams are pretty noisy though. They've got to get on your nerves.
Well, I'll get some rubber wheels for them.
If you were to live on Sydney Harbour or to live here, where would you live?
St Kilda.
St Kilda.
Far out, guys.
It's a nice city.
One word, soulless, heartless.
But for me, it's better here.
You can keep your harbour. You have to walk 15 minutes for a cup of coffee.
I'm just down for the day from Sydney.
I'm going to ask about that. If you thought you were going to get away with this, mate, you had something else going.
What are you guys doing right now?
Just watching the sunset.
I saw you there, yeah. And I was going to come over, but I didn't want to interrupt your moment. Aww, you seem like you're having a moment.
That's sweet. Yeah, we Thanks. Were just having a little cuddle. It was nice.
And your seat number is 6 seats behind the driver on the window, thank you.
How many times do you reckon you've done this trip, Gary?
500.
Oh, are you serious? 500?
Yeah. So we're going to board. We've had no fail to loads no. here. Michael, if you'd like to find yourself a seat.
I'll get on here. So.
I've got 13 hours to play with here, so if I want to have a nap, I'm sure there's going to be time.
This coach is fitted with seat belts. Federal law in Australia, you must wear these while this coach is in motion. We'll also have Michael aboard. He will be coming around from the ABC and be interviewing people as we're travelling along this journey.
I moved to Sydney in 1984 after having made a couple of records that didn't really do that well, and I sort of wasn't that happy with them either. And I moved to Sydney for mainly for family reasons, because my marriage had recently broken up, and my wife had moved. She'd taken off to Sydney, and I was looking after our young son, Declan, who was about four. Just for a few months, I stayed in Melbourne, then decided to move up to Sydney so we could all be together in the same city, even though we'd separated. So that was the plan. I drove up there, stayed temporarily with Don Walker.
From the new Cold Chisel album, East.
The point of the song is it cool under those circumstances to go out and hold up a TAB? I'm standing on the
outside. Who was living with Hillary, my wife's sister, Jenny. So there was a family connection with Don. Some new songs were coming, and I wrote a few more at Don's house, and they became the basis of a record called Post, which was just an acoustic record with just me, Steve Connolly on guitar, and Michael Barclay, who's a drummer, but he didn't play drums on that record. He just played some mainly tambourine and sang. It sort of sticks out for me, that record, because it was the first time I felt like I'd sort of found my own groove, really. It felt like, oh, I'm onto something here that's sort of at the beginning of something, like a fresh start.
Do you know the song From St Kilda to King's Cross?
Absolutely. Do you want me to play it for you?
If you got it.
You'd have to hold on a second,
please. Oh, yeah, no rush, no rush.
Concentrate here for the next 5 minutes at least.
Yeah, no worries.
When I was a young fella, 1967, I came over on the £10 passenger scheme, stayed till about 1970-71, and then I've been in Ireland, in Europe, ever since. So I decided before I drop my clogs, I'll come back to say goodbye to Australia.
So this is the farewell tour?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Why'd you come over in the first place all those years ago?
I was young, adventurous.
You're not adventurous anymore?
Oh, well, I'm 74 now. Like, I have a few things else in my bucket list I'd like to do. I'd like to play golf at midnight in Iceland. So, hope to organise that for next year.
Sounds like you've got plenty of adventures in you yet, my friend.
Yeah, well.
What did you do with your career?
I worked in British Telecom mostly. I was there for years, and then I had a very steady girlfriend. We broke up and a few things went wrong in my life, and I went back to Ireland. I was too old and qualified to get a decent job, so I worked part-time security, and I did cash in transit. So, yeah, that's about it, yeah.
Your breakup there, that sounds like it was a tough time.
It was my own fault, I suppose. I have to take, well, I did write to her, and I over the phone apologized for, I would imagine it was about 70% my fault that we didn't go ahead, but anyhow, it's water under the bridge, and I really hope the world is our oyster.
I made a few records with different bands and band members, and that had sort of all fizzled out in the around 82, 83. So I left Mushroom Records and ended up, when I did get the songs together for Post, I borrowed money from a friend and made the record myself. I remember showing some of my early songs to Don even before the dispatch of songs on Post, and I just played him these songs, and he just said, keep writing. That's all he said. well, he didn't say they're good, they're bad. He just said, keep writing. And I thought, that's best advice you can give to any young songwriter. And it was. So, you know, moving up to Sydney and trying to start again with making a living out of music, just to have guys like Don and Paul Houston, I guess it gave me a certain amount of confidence that these guys are pretty good songwriters and I think I can hold my own here.
There's this. Oh, hey, here we go. Love it.
Michael, we'll just get a bit of a Paul Kelly, a bit of a go.
My name's Vanessa. I'm just on the way to Canberra to see my parents because we've got a wedding to go to in Sydney. I'm born in Malaysia, but I have a Portuguese and Indian heritage. So I'm here for uni, but like because of my dad's job, I never lived in Malaysia. We've always been moving like every 3 to 4 years. So including Australia, I've lived in 5 countries. So we move around like 3 to 4 years. So it's kind of like even.
Is your dad a spy?
No. He's in the hospitality industry. Yeah. When people ask me where I'm from, I say Malaysia, but like I honestly don't know where to call home.
Don't you think it's sad though that you don't have a home?
Not really, because like I just kind of see like home as like wherever my family is.
What's your relationship like with your parents? Are you an only child?
No, I have an older sister. Me and my mom and like my dad and my sister are all like really close.
That's good. Do you have a WhatsApp family WhatsApp thread?
Yeah, we do. It's like constant messaging every day. Yeah.
Really? Have you ever written something in that thread that you meant to write in a different thread?
So far, not. It hasn't happened yet. Like, thank God. But my mom is like very like no swearing, all that type.
Have you ever heard her swear?
No.
Yeah.
Well, she's only said like shit, but that's it.
Was she driving at the time?
Yeah.
It's weirdly emotional hearing that on the bus, being on the bus and listening to that and thinking about it. How did you feel about it, listening to it?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Great piece of Australian music.
So I wrote From St Kilda to King's Cross on Don Walker's piano. He had a beautiful white grand piano in his front room of his house. And that was a song that had been kicking around for a while. I'd been kicking around even before I'd left Melbourne. I mean, I made that trip from Melbourne to Sydney quite a few times, mostly driving up and down with bands. But in the late 70s, I'd made it a couple of times just on the bus, just making a trip and having to get to Sydney. I sort of had memories of the bus trips, stopping at the Big Ram and Goulburn. I think they just started having, movies on the bus. But most of my memories of that trip from Melbourne to Sydney, with driving in the Hume Highway with the band. And so I'd actually started writing a song. It was more like a blues from St Kilda to King's Cross. It's a 13-hour drive, something, 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 you know, feeling barely alive. And I was playing around with that. That never really went anywhere. But then I got this melody on Don's piano, which kick-started the final version of that song.
Hey, mate. Are you going to grab something to eat?
Sure, and I'll talk to you more.
Okay, yeah, we'll grab something and talk. Okay. It was Courtney Barnett who talked about a lack of salad rolls being available at truck stops along the highways around Australia, and at this truck stop here in Albury, that's no exception.
Roll.
However...
Just a salad bowl.
Yeah, do you have one of those? Staff here are going to whip me one up.
I can whip you one up if you like.
If that's okay. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
Okay, my name is Surendra. I'm from Nepal. My main purpose to travel by bus to see the very beautiful landscape of this country, Australia. So beautiful. I'm so eager to see all those things. That's why I'm oftenly coming out behind the drivers to enjoy the scene.
Yeah, to get the full view.
That's right. Very exciting. You know, I'm so happy. Came to Australia to attend the graduation ceremony of my son, health management and planning in master's degree. It is one of the life's greatest moment to attend the child's graduation ceremony, and it is an achievement for our life.
Okay, wow, that's huge. This means a lot to you.
Right, yes. And I'm really proud of this achievement.
I can hear how proud you are. Yeah.
Thank you. Now he has the paper degree. Now he has to prove by himself or have the experience and, if possible, to bring it back to our own country.
Doing a head count before we depart, so...
You ever left anyone behind?
No, not at all.
Just like the war. We're all in it together. Okay, let's get back on the bus.
The reason I would have written from St Kilda the King, said, you know, written it that way, from St Kilda the King's Cross, is that those particular syllables fitted the melody of the tune I had. So
from Melbourne to Sydney is 12 and a half hours on a bus.
Would be what you think you would say, but there's something about, I just had those syllables of, so I thought they were quite singable words. From St Kilda to King's Cross. I never caught the bus from St Kilda. You catch it from the middle of the city. So it's, and they were sort of similar suburbs. So that's probably what joined them together. Seedy, scruffy reputation.
All right. Well, sorry to interrupt your book.
That's all right.
What are you reading?
Oh, something I just grabbed out of my bookshelf at home. I guess I just love looking at the countryside, and I often do that. But it's just all the greenery. I love it when it's all green. So obviously we've had some rain lately. Get the cows grazing. Love looking at all the different animals. Very old style homesteads. Really gives you that vibe of country living, I suppose.
Maybe tell me a bit more about that vibe. What does that vibe mean? What does it mean to you?
I just think this is just Australia. People often talk about all your Sydneys and your Melbournes, but I mean, so much of Australia is the countryside that we're seeing now.
It's what's in between that's the real Australia.
Of course, yeah. A lot of people don't know parts of Australia. They fly from Sydney to Melbourne, Melbourne to Brisbane, things like that, and people should see it.
One of my favourite songwriters was Chuck Berry, who was sort of named places all the time. So, and Lou Reed, you know, so, you know, up to Lexington 125. And those kind of songwriters are very visual and very concrete in the details. And I think I was drawn to songwriters like that. That's kind of songwriting I did. So specific place names just seemed part of writing the story or writing the song. You know, people say, oh, that's, you know, that's unusual. You know, people don't do that in Australia. But, you know, Skyhooks were doing it. They did it long before. The Baldwin Calling and Cold Chisel. People have become less self-conscious about that now. I don't think it's really... I never thought about it that much. It's just how the song fell out.
The sun has just set. There's a bit of light, but there's hills about because we're coming into Canberra now.
Well, I came here, I just thought it was kind of going to be like England, but hot weather, but it's not really. It's busy and expensive. The price of beer is stupid. That's like the one problem. I love Australia, don't get me wrong. I've loved every minute of it, but the one thing I hate about it is the price of beer. It's stupid, it's daft, especially compared to the north of England. And the pubs here are all right, but like, they're a bit glam, you know what I mean? I just like a pub where you sit down with your mates and just have a pint. Like, I don't want to mess about with all this happy hour kind of stuff, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, I like a happy hour because the price comes down and that, but I'd rather just keep the price low all the time, you know what I mean?
Can you tell me about Sheffield? What's it like there?
What you find with Sheffield is if you're born in Sheffield, you'll stay in Sheffield. From the English people that I've been travelling with, it's not got a very good, nice reputation, if you know what I mean. I don't agree, because I lived out here. It's a great city, but they think it's a bit rough, you know what I mean? No, I obviously want to travel the world. If I see everything and then end up in Sheffield, I'm not really that bothered, because I've seen everything, you know what I mean?
When you go home, how have you changed?
I don't really want to change myself. I just want to have experienced other things. I don't want to come back with like bracelets on my wrist and like headbands on and start talking about how spiritual I am, you know what I mean? But I want to like just see the bigger picture better, more clearly, you know? I don't want to change how I dress. I don't want to change my mindset. I don't want to just gonna go and start working on a farm in the middle of England. I just want to be me, but a better version of me. There you go, that's the best way to put it. It's going to take more travelling, obviously, than just coming to Australia to figure that out, but hopefully in time I'll get there.
It wasn't like a terrible time in my life. I just moved cities. I was just, you know, battling away, trying to keep a family together and also trying to make music and find my own voice. So it was just normal life. It was trying to get ahead like most people. Eventually found a flat and we started looking for gigs. We really wanted to play at the Hopetoun Hotel, which is sort of the golden land. You get the Hopetoun, you know, because it'd be great, but the guy who was booking the bands at the time wasn't interested. But we got a regular Sunday night at the Strawberry Hills Hotel, just down the road from the Hopetoun. And I remember we'd always had an old Kingswood Holden, and we'd drive down with the guitars and one amp, the three of us, down to the Strawberry Hills, and we'd pass the Hopetoun on a Sunday night, and the place would be like a big party ship with people, full of people, and spilling out on the sidewalk. And we'd go down to the Strawberry Hills, and we'd play in this sort of dark room to about 30 people. And it was always, you know, one day we're going to play at the Hopetoun.
Good afternoon, folks. Shall we arrive at Canberra Travel Centre? All passengers, please check the area. Banks, if you should take all your property, once again, they'll be travelling around Australia. If you're going through to Sydney, this coach will be departing at 6 o'clock.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Rick.
Rick, that's right.
At the moment, I'm just going out to pick up a truck for a friend. I'm a Port Adelaide boy. I'm the youngest of 14 children.
14?
Yes, 14. My dad used to say, do you want to go to bed or what? Mum said, what? No TV in them days.
So after being in a family with 14 kids,
yep.
Did you want to have a big family?
No way on this earth. I have one son that I know of. Very grateful for it. I brought him up on my own. No, I'm done and dusted now, mate. I'm too old for that crap. I had heart attacks a couple of years ago. It's funny when, because I smoke, I enjoy it, and I'll probably die from it. But after that, emotionally very difficult, mentally very, very difficult. I have a granddaughter, Mia. She come down from Queensland with her mother and father, like my son. I was under a lot of stress, a lot of mental anguish and everything till she got out the motor car and come up and give me a hug, and that was the end of it. Everything was fine. She fixed me. She saved me.
You're not concerned health-wise, or you're happy just enjoying things and enjoying your grandkids?
In other words, you're trying to wonder if I'm upset, if I'm going to die or not. No, I don't. I don't worry about that. We're all going to die. No good worrying about it. Shit happens.
So Don knew Paul Houston from Dragon, and I think Paul was looking for a place and suggested, oh, maybe we want to get a place together. So we did. We got a flat in Elizabeth Bay, just at the back of the Cross. And I loved Paul. You know, he was just one of those really sweet guys, and just music pouring out of him. He played the piano, and we spent quite a bit of time just mucking around playing songs together. So that's why we dedicated a post to him. I'd recorded the record, and before it came out, he died. He'd gone back to New Zealand and died quite suddenly. So he was very present an influence on that record, just because I was playing those songs around the flat with him.
May I offer you some crackers, tidbits? You might be tired.
I would love some. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. How's your trip going?
It was so fantastic.
We're into the night portion now. It's just gone 8:30. We'll be in Sydney in about an hour and a half or so.
I'm feeling sad that we're going to separate. And really, I enjoyed this trip. And I enjoyed with Mike also.
Thank you.
I brought a small token of love from Nepal.
You're giving this to me?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Don't know what to say. This is really special for me.
I am so grateful. This is the picture of the Mount Everest. That is the highest peak of the world.
Mount Everest is an adventure. Okay, that's adventurous. But going on this bus, this is an adventure.
You know, I'm talking about adventure sitting on the comfort zone.
Adventure in the comfort zone. Yeah. I like that. I like that. That's my kind of adventure too.
St Kilda, I've lived there a long time. I've lived there longer than anywhere else. I lived there in the late 70s and early 80s, and then moved to Sydney, and then I came back and lived out west in Melbourne for a while, different places. But then got back to St Kilda in 92, and I've been living in the same place ever since. It's never been totally trendy. It's never been the rage, but it's home now, and I can't imagine living anywhere else. I love Sydney too. I really don't. I'm never interested in the Melbourne-Sydney debate because I think they're both great cities. I love the water and I love beaches, so, you know, Sydney's beaches are beautiful.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So even though you've written this classic song about sacrificing the harbour, Sydney Harbour, for St Kilda, you still like Sydney?
Yeah, well, it's a song. It's fiction.
I want to see the sun go down from St. Kilda.
I should be able to set you down at Sydney Central Station in about 10 minutes.
Where the Palm Trees Have It Hard was produced by Mike Williams.
Where the palm trees have it hard.
The sound engineer was Mark Don.
All that land and all that water for that one sweet promenade.
Extra music was performed by Mike, Dean Burgess and James Valentine. And a big thanks to Paul Kelly.
Just walk past the big Coke sign. Sirens going. Whee! Made it to King's Cross.
I'm Miyuki Okiranta and I'll catch you next time on Earshot.
If you could live here in King's Cross or in St Kilda, where would you rather live?
King's Cross or... where?